Thank you and good afternoon. A teenage girl died at Mad River Hospital on Wednesday night after she was struck by a vehicle on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. McKinleyville resident James Merrick turned onto Central Avenue while the girl was walking on the east shoulder of the road. Merrick allowed his vehicle to drift onto the shoulder and struck the victim, and the vehicle continued onto the shoulder and collided into a light pole. Merrick tried to flee the scene of the crash but was detained by witnesses until law enforcement arrived, and he was subsequently arrested. The victim was transported to the hospital where she was later pronounced dead. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the collision. At a special meeting earlier this afternoon, the Arcata City Council elected Susan Ornelas as city mayor and Sofia Pereira as vice mayor. The city council holds a special meeting every December to select the mayor and vice mayor, positions that are filled for a one-year term. Ornelas said the following statement, "Following Paul Patino as mayor means I've got some big shoes to fill. I am very honored and know that being mayor takes twice the amount of time that it takes to serve on the council. It will be the first time in the city's history that two women have held the council's top ceremonial positions." Dan Squire has news from Humboldt State University.
Humboldt State University officials have suspended the Marching Lumberjacks Band from all official school activities indefinitely while an investigation into violations of school policy is conducted. The school was short on specific wrongdoing, but noted that the discovery of open containers of alcohol, inappropriate printed materials and photographs, and numerous safety and building code violations in the band's meeting space led to the suspension. The investigation could take several months, and during that time, the band will not be allowed to represent the school in any capacity.
Thank you, Dan. St. Joseph's Health received the 2017 Employer Recognition Award as it was recognized for its support of registered nurses at the Peels Family Chemotherapy Center in Eureka. The award came from the Oncology Nursing Society, and St. Joseph's Health joins past recipients such as the Cancer Institute of New Jersey and the Stanford Cancer Center. St. Joe's won the award in the small employer category as they competed against other healthcare agencies across the country with 25 nurses or less. While Highway 101 near Singley Road in Lolita was reopened this morning, various roadways in the county remain closed, and motorists are advised to plan accordingly. One-lane controlled traffic at Highway 101 near Big Lagoon is in effect due to a rock slide, and flooding issues have also caused multiple closures. The Hookton Road off-ramps remain closed, along with Meridian, Port Kenyon Road, Coffee Creek Road, Pine Hill Road, and Jackson Ranch Road, all due to flooding. Elk River Road, Berta Road, Cock Robin Island Road, as well as Jacoby Creek Road and Freshwater remain closed due to flooding as well. The Avenue of Giants between Holmes Flat and the Shively Bluffs has also been closed. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The College of the Redwoods held its 118th Basic Law Enforcement Academy graduation ceremony this afternoon at the main theater at the Eureka campus. 25 cadets in total graduated, and of that total number, 21 have already been hired by law enforcement, while the others are currently in the selection process. The 119th Basic Law Enforcement Academy will begin on January 9th, and the class has already reached its class capacity with 40 cadets. Humboldt deputies arrested a McKinleyville Middle School student yesterday after he allegedly sprayed other students with pepper spray in the school cafeteria. When deputies responded to the scene, they learned that the suspect had fled the school on foot, and after interviewing the victims, two of whom were taken to the hospital for treatment, they had learned that the suspect had sprayed several other students. The student was arrested after he was located on Central Avenue, and he was booked for battery on school grounds and illegal use of tear gas. An autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow after an inmate died at the Humboldt County Jail on Tuesday night. The inmate experienced a medical issue and emergency personnel transported the victim to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The cause of death is unknown as toxicology results are pending and the identity of the inmate remains withheld. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.